Thank you, Yuri, for these insights. And I would like to thank all my colleagues here present, our speakers, for keeping the time, which will allow us maybe now to open the floor to a few questions, as this is the tradition. I see that there is here a first question. Please, can you present yourself and also try to have your question?
I'm Shaukat Hamid Khan from Pakistan. I head the organization called COMSTIC. I worked for 36 years in the Atomic Energy Commission, from where I retired. But my recent interest is on energy, and I'm a regular lecturer at the National Management Institute, where they train the senior bureaucrats. Very exciting data presented here, but I'm sorry, I'm not very happy. Until I came to the last speaker, and he used the word subsidy. Solar energy doesn't work without subsidies. What happened in Spain? What happened in Germany? What happened to the rooftop installations? What happened to the smart grids where they generated electricity at high cost, and the utility, the one who supplies electricity and is supposed to take it back, refuses to pay the high cost? So without special feed-in tariffs and subsidies, photovoltaics is in problem. Morocco, excellent location. May I ask what happened to the huge desert track project, high voltage DC transmission lines across the Mediterranean into Europe? China, 7 of the top solar companies have gone bankrupt. They make solar panels, and they're pumping, they're pushing low cost items out. They're surviving through a $47 billion subsidy by the Chinese government. Suzlon, I'm talking of the third world. No, I'm not talking about Europe. Wind energy put in 12,000 megawatts. Last year, they had to sell off their headquarters in Mumbai. Now, let me come to Europe. And the Fraunhofer Institute in Germany has done excellent studies, forecasting and so on. I'm sorry to take so long, but I thought it's important to put renewable energy in perspective. We want it, availability, okay, storage, costs. And what the user is. 90% of the demand now for electricity production is in the developing countries. People have their first refrigerator, the first television. You are still thinking of a small lamp in the home. That's not what they want. We electrified 54,000 homes in Pakistan, rural areas, with solar energy. They want more. They say, no, we want to run a refrigerator. We want to run a television set. And it's a different cost altogether. In Germany, and I'll just stop here. The capacity...
We are not hearing you very well, please.
In capacity in Germany, the wind energy variation is from 7 gigawatts to 570 megawatts, a factor of more than 80 during the year. That shows you the variability. And also another term which everybody has used here is gigawatts. Nobody uses the word gigawatt hours. That is the important parameter. I'll just stop here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I would like really to invite our next speakers to put a short and summarize the question to allow others also to take the floor. We will come to this, and we can maybe, if you would like, that we extend the discussion after the session, we will do it. I see that I will try to take 2-3 questions, and then I will let my guests responding. Please, the floor is yours. You are there.
Okay. Thank you for the presentations and to see through your works the future. But just I have 2 comments. One for the energy efficiency, because for me, the energy efficiency, it's important like the renewable energy. For example, we can save, as a study found, we can save around 20-30% in energy, and still energy founded. It's not in renewable energy, by use, for example, technology, because this save with behavior. Because if we adjust the behavior, we can save around 20-30% of energy. It's very important to for this issues. The second issues, I have a question for renewable energy, because still now the technology is not moderate the battery for energy, for renewable energy. For example, the solar save energy by batteries. And batteries, what happens for batteries? Because batteries is not good for environment. And still now, the efficiency of batteries and the life period of batteries is not, we have to change batteries every time. And this is in solar energy and in wind energy and all of that. We don't have to found another problem, you know. This is just the second comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If I got you well, the energy efficiency and the storage issue that you summarized. Okay.
I'm from Ukraine, and I have a question.
Sorry, you are?
I'm from Ukraine.
Okay. Okay,
before the lunch, one speaker underlined that new technology bring tectonic changes. If it's happened, if 100% energy will be produced from renewable sources, which tectonic changes, such social changes, do you see? And what will be with country which now produce fuels? It's one question. And another question, there are two approach for development of renewable energy. One is based on large-scale projects, even sometimes on orbit, on the moon and desert. But another one, it's millions small units, which is connected in one internet. What do you prefer, one of this approach? Thanks.
Thank you very much. Let me just summarize for my colleagues to the first one, what would be the counter effects of the 100% renewables, and I do believe that our friends from the island will reply to that. And the second, what could be the best option, the large scale or the small solar home systems? Thank you. In view of the time, I will take two last questions. Brief one, please, if you would like us to respond to all these questions. Two last one, the gentleman with the pink shirt.
Thank you. My name is Carlos Altamiano from Arizona State University. And I have two small questions. First, Madame Campana, like how exactly France is planning to reduce residential energy consumption in order to meet the goals that you set forth? And also, related to the question...
Could you please repeat? I didn't got you myself.
Yeah, so one of the goals in order to reduce emissions in France, and it's to reduce residential energy consumption. So what exactly is the strategy to move forth? And also... in terms of Mr. Moulin was talking about, you know, how a strategy, like integrated strategy, it's, you know, it's would enable like changes towards renewable sources goals. So, in terms of the challenges, institutional challenges that prevent developments like the Desert Tech project, and how, what do you think are the main challenges in order for like Northern African countries to export energy, not to Europe, but maybe for the regional, like Africa, to meet the energy needs of Africa. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. In summary, the residential strategy, I think that we can take, for instance, the case of France, and Ms. Campana will reply, as well as the institutional related to this big, let's say, production of energy and its transport from country to another, or region to another. The last question, please.
My name is Gordon Dalton. I'm the coordinator of a Horizon 2020 project called Marabay. And the project is examining the technical and economic feasibility of examining ocean renewable energy and seeing if that sector, which is kind of struggling at the moment, to combine it with other blue growth sectors like aquaculture, biotechnology, offshore fishing terminals. So The question that I'm asking the panel is do they think that combining renewable energy with other sectors is a technical and economically good idea? And secondly, the major barrier we're facing is a lack of investors that are interested in or considered highly risky projects.
Thank you very much. I will take rather this as a comment because it's a suggestion on, I mean, to combine maybe the different solutions, both on the technology side and in the economical side. For the first question, I do believe that our friend Mr. Moulin will answer as Morocco was listed, even though I will say one or two words by the end. It was about the subsidies in general as well as the efficiency.
Yeah. I agree with you when you mentioned the subsidies started many years ago, mainly in Europe. We decided in Morocco to don't use this feed-in tariff approach. Why? Because maybe we didn't have enough money for that, but also because we reach the grid parity with renewables. When we in Morocco, why we have cement industry developing their own wind parks today without any subsidy? It's because they made the calculation, it's purely private projects, and they, because we have a very good wind regime in some area with more than 11 meters per second average wind speed, and with that, they made the calculation, and they decided to invest. And now we have more than 500 megawatt of purely private projects, mainly wind projects, not PV yet, mainly wind projects today. And it's continuing. Look what's happening in the world. You mentioned some companies that are bankrupt. I agree with you. But every year, 40 gigawatt of wind installed all over the world, 20 in China. Why? In solar PV, same things. Why? We are living this transition, and I believe that the approach is important, and the last tender in Abu Dhabi, purely private project, more than 250 megawatt of solar PV plant, 5 US cents per kilowatt hour proposed, 5 US cents per kilowatt hour proposed for the first time. That means that we are cheaper than coal power plants with solar PV. I agree with you. We're talking about capacity, not production, and we have to do the calculation. Morocco wants to reach 6 gigawatt of renewables in 2020. It's 42 of the electricity capacity and 25% of energy independence. It's very important for us. So, of course, we're not going to go to 100% renewable energy next year or next 10 years or next 20 years. It will take many times, and I agree to talk about what will happen to fossil fuel. Don't worry, until the next 40 years, mm-hmm. we still use mainly oil and gas and coal, mainly for the next 40 years. But what we are looking now is the increase, huge increase. And one thing important is happening is the storage and the price of storage, which is decreasing. And then I can answer the question about centralized versus decentralized, both will be solutions, both. You should not say this one is better than the other one. Both will be used. So that's why I think we should not, in some applications, in some countries, mainly decentralized will be cheaper. It's a matter of economy. We can today electrify in the cheapest way solar households. I agree. When you don't give enough power to the households, they're not happy. They prefer the grid to be connected to the grid. We have the same approach in Morocco. We have 60,000 households electrified by solar PV home system. They prefer to be connected to the grid because they can have more power. Now, with the same price, because they were electrified 10 years ago, with the same amount, you can triple their power. And it changed a lot of things. That's what we're having today in the power, in storage, is very important. Housing, energy efficiency, I'm going to say all the questions that energy, housing, very important. The first thing, before renewables, I agree with you, is to have energy efficiency approach. That's why the agency that I'm managing is having both at the same time. When we're developing renewables, we're developing energy efficiency. We should not keep in mind that it's much, much cheaper to have an energy efficiency policy than implementing new power with renewables. So first of thing is to have this approach not only for agriculture, for solar pumping, but also for public lighting, for households using solar water heaters, or what, all those points that we can have, it's very important. Desertec. Desertec, of course, an idea. 15% of the electricity of Europe will come from the desert in 2050. That was the idea. Of course, when you have an agreement with all those, you need agreement with all those countries, it's more difficult. Look what's happening in the United States today. Some states are proposing to develop solar plant for the north, but it's only one country. And they have smart grid project all over the country of United States. When we look at our region, north and south of the Mediterranean area, we can think if we were one state, of course, it would be easier. Now to have the agreement for everyone, it would be much harder. But we can start. We can start by having just bilateral. We are today importing from Spain electricity. We can tomorrow export to Spain and to France and to Germany from Morocco. In China, you have dams that are producing electricity for 2,000, 3,000 kilometers. In Brazil, between the United States and Canada, we know how to export electricity on 2,000, 3,000 kilometers with the HVDC lines. So all those, it's something that can be done technically. Now we have to look at the economy. When we look at the price, when I told you that the first plant at 5 US cents per kilowatt hour for solar plant, it was amazing what happened. And so that's why we believe that the price are still decreasing. And for solar PV, also new technologies are coming. Still a lot of R&D all over the world. And maybe some solar panels using just silicon. So without any others, rare products. So it's very important to think about that. That doesn't mean that we're going to step. Transition will take many years. So don't worry for the oil. Don't worry for the fuel, for the other fossil fuel. So that's what I think I answered all those questions.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think that you have exhausted almost all the different questions. I think that our friend, we can continue the discussion if you wish. But I do believe myself that when the private sector take over within this or that form of energy, there is an economical viability behind all this. One word about the storage by this young gentleman. I fully agree with you. There are still things that needs to be done. And this is one of the main problems for this solar, which is the storage. But I guess in the coming years, things will change. Few words, please, very, very briefly about the the 100% renewable energy approach, and why could be the, and one can, I mean, put the question, what might be the changes on the local communities, and please, if you can just provide some.
For me, it's important to respond to the history of the person, the larger scale, or a small solution. This is related with the power of the local communities. I think both solutions. We need the future, and it's not a technological problem. I speak about the smart grids. We have the possibility to combine the large production with the small solution. And I think also that the future is the local communities have the future for the local communities is to arrive at users and producers of the renewables. When we speak about the centralized or not centralized, We speak in some occasions, we need centralized actions for the big projects.
We got the point. We got the point. I think that we have, if you can just say two words about the what could be the changes that might impact the life of people when you go to that option of 100%. In two words, please. Is there any change that might affect? We have the Hierro Island, which is now 100%. Is there any change in the life of people when they wake up in the morning?
In the case of Hierro, for the first time, the energy is energy of the community, and for the first time, the business of the energy is for the local people. In fact, the enterprise of the Hierro is composed by the 30% of the utility, 30% of the local investors and the local people, and 30% of the administration, local administration. For me, this is the model for the future. Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Marin. I think that we have one additional question. We have exhausted our time, then please forgive us if we have taken this few minutes to respond to the question. The residential, what about the residential in France?
Yes, I think it's a good example because we have to act at three levels. The first one is energy efficiency. As I told you, we have to divide by a factor two energy consumption to 2050, so this is very ambitious. Then we have also to introduce renewable energy sources for electricity, for heating, and we have to use all of them, PV, wind energy, biomass, also to make construction with wood. And the third point is we have to develop innovation like smart grids, as I told you. We have to improve the performance and the agility of the grids, and so to be able to incorporate new decentralized energy production sources like cogeneration, like PV. So this is the strategy. And then to have a success with this strategy, we have at the same time to convince people and to change behavior of them. We have to train professionals. We have to promote generalization of good solutions. We have to support innovation. And also, we have to give some support, not subsidies, but tax reduction or some support to some innovative projects. That's my answer.
Thank you very much. I would like just to summarize in two words. I do believe that we are at the beginning and there are still a long way before we come to all these different options, but there is a process which started. And I do believe that the market will make its own choice and so on, and for the interest of all. I would like to kindly ask those maybe who have put questions that we have not responded to, forgive us for this, as we are really now running over the time which have been allocated to us. And I thank you really, really very, very much for being patient with us and being present until this time. Thank you very much, and I hope seeing you soon somewhere. Thank you for assisting and for your questions.